We are looking at the sixth chapter of Luke. Some scriptures contained in the sixth chapter of Luke. Beginning with the 22nd verse. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets, but woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other, and him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do unto you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, so shall men give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them, Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye either? How canst thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out the first beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth forth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do gather figs, nor of brambles bush gather they grapes. A good man out of a good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundations on the rock, on a rock in which the flood arose. The stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. You know, this last portion of this chapter, beginning with the 46th verse, And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You know, there's a lot of people out there in the religious community that are calling the Lord, and are not doing the things that the Lord says. They're denying a whole body of Scripture, and they've taken on a different gospel. And it says, those that do that, it says, whosoever cometh to me heareth my sayings and doeth them. So in other words, what Christ is saying here is whosoever is not hearing his sayings obviously will not do his sayings if they can't hear his sayings. And he's saying that those people that are not hearing him and not doing his sayings are like a man which builds a house, dig deep, laid the foundations on a rock. And when the flood rose, the stream vehemently beat upon the rock. These that are the ones that are doing his sayings are built upon the rock of Jesus Christ. But the ones that are not doing his sayings have built their house upon the earth without a foundation. And we see in the news that the Missouri's most powerful Baptists are now taking on the emerging church. Now, this is a new phrase that we've been hearing quite a bit, the emerging church. Look, Christ's bride does not emerge. Christ's bride is. Christ's bride does not change. Their doctrine does not change. Because Christ is the one that bought his bride. And so we have a poor definition again of the church. Christ said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in the midst of them." That's Christ's bride. And so the problem we've got is we've got a wrong definition of the church, because the church is not someone who does not do the things that the Lord says. A church is not a group of people that have built their foundation upon the earth. A church is not one who does not call upon the Lord in truth. In other words, a church is not a group of people who come together and call God, Lord, Lord, and they do not the things which the Lord says. It's not a church. Now, the Southern Baptist Convention boasts of having over 16.5 million members. They're the largest denomination in the United States. And in Missouri, in the state of Missouri where I live, there's over 600,000 Southern Baptists. 600,000 in the state of Missouri. And so here we have a denomination that is number one in the United States, 16.5 million members. Now, my question is, I guess, why is the Southern Baptist Church number one in the United States? You know, Christ tells us that broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, and few there be that find it. Why is it that we've got a denomination here that is the largest denomination in the United States with boasts of 16.5 million members? Well, the answer is very clear. The Southern Baptists, okay, deny predestination. They say, many of them say, well, we uphold election, we uphold predestination, but they still make a big part of their daily message on Lord's Day the decisionism, the time of decision. They still give altar calls. There's a local Baptist church here, and this man says he's Reformed, and I called him up, And he made it real quick. He made it me to realize real quickly, I still give an altar call. I don't see any place in the Bible where there's an altar call given. What I see in the Bible is that, yes, we are commanded to repent and believe the gospel, but that comes along with a lot of biblical instruction by Paul in regards to the fact that God did all the work according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And how many times do the Southern Baptists preach the gospel that He, having predestinated us in the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself according to the good pleasure of His will, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. And so the Southern Baptist has gotten away from teaching the sovereignty of God. They have become an Arminian church, and that's why that they have 16.5 million members. They're giving people the gospel of what I call the gospel of itching ears. In other words, they're giving people what they want to hear, whether it's Super Bowl Sunday or whether it's pizza evangelism or whether it's whatever it is to attract the crowds. I remember recently I met a very well-known Southern Baptist minister, a doctor of Southern Baptist, doctor in the Southern Baptist movement, and he approached me and said, is there anybody up in your area, any Southern Baptist churches that would like for me to come up there and evangelize? I'd like to get some people saved. That's just the whole attitude. We're doing good things for God. Look what we're doing for Jesus. And so we see this big fight now going on in the Southern Baptist movement, and the fight is between what is called the emerging church and those who are, you know, trying to hold to a conservative stance. But look, just because somebody's conservative doesn't mean they're biblical. I want to repeat that. Just because someone is conservative doesn't mean that they are biblical. And I'm not in any way supporting the emerging church, because the emerging church is so far away from the Bible. It's, you know, I'm sure that it's going to be full of lies and hypocrisy. We see that. But we see that the main thing that I want to point out this morning is that bigger is not always better. Okay, why does the Southern Baptist Church have 16.5 million members? The largest denomination, and I'm not just picking on the Southern Baptist. I mean, why? Who's in the top 10 of the denominations in the United States? Well, we have the Roman Catholic Church. I would say they're probably, number, if we can, you know, of course we can't consider them a Christian organization. They've got to be right up there. The Assembly of God has to be right up there. I'm sure the United Methodists are right up there. Okay. And Christ says that He makes it very clear that broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, and few there be that find it. So we look at these large organizations that say that they are churches, and we look at what they're teaching, and we come to the conclusion that they are on their way to destruction. They're teaching things that are absolute lies. For an example, the Southern Baptist Church denies the fact that God has created vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. They also deny the fact that God is totally sovereign in all things. They deny that. They want to give man, they have made man a cooperative agent with God. That's what they've done. So if we look in the scripture, we find that Christ is the one that was the strongest teacher on election. He said that all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and those that come to me I will in no wise cast out. But yet, the Southern Baptist Church has preached the Billy Graham doctrine for the last 25 years, the hour of decision, the filling out of the decision cards. A person's faith is more based upon how many baptisms are in a Southern Baptist church on a Sunday morning than doctrinal teachings in the Southern Baptist church. It's all how many people we get under the water. How many baptisms have we had this week, and this month, and this year? There's always been a competitive spirit between different Baptist churches as to how many people have been baptized by water. Paul said, I did not come to baptize. So this is what we find. If we look in the 7th chapter of Matthew, he says, Jesus rebukes these traditions of men. And he says, howbeit, verse 7, howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men, laying aside the commandments of God. Ye hold the traditions of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other things like ye do. And he said to them, full well, you reject the commandments of God that ye may keep your own tradition. Okay, and he says that you make the word of God of your none effect through your traditions, which you've delivered, and many such things do ye. Why do you think that God warns these people that they are putting their emphasis on the wrong thing? Okay. Putting emphasis on water baptism over against the doctrine of Christ, what Christ has done. And also the Southern Baptist churches, the reason they have 16.5 million members is the fact that the Southern Baptist churches teach a universal salvation. They teach that Jesus Christ died for everybody. And Christ answers those that teach this false doctrine very succinctly. Again, he says in the 7th chapter of Matthew, Mark, I'm sorry, in the 7th chapter of Mark, he says, he answered and said to them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Their heart is far from me. They are not teaching that Jesus Christ came to save his people from their sins. They're teaching that Jesus Christ died and made it possible for everybody to be saved. That's why they have 16.5 million members. And they're giving their children evil gifts because they're giving them a false doctrine. He says, if then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is heaven, give good things to them that ask him? But they're not giving good gifts to their children. They're lying about the scripture. And bigger is better. The more baptisms we have, the more pizza parties we have, the more Super Bowl Sundays we have, the more we tout ourselves as being conservative, fundamentalist, okay, taking on those catchy phrases. Okay. But he says, enter ye in at the straight gate. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Well, he says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. The Southern Baptist Church is, by and large, I'm not saying that there aren't some remnant Southern Baptist ministers out there that are still teaching the whole counsel of God, but by and large, the emphasis in the Southern Baptist Church is on things that are not truth. Universal salvation being the major one deception that is being touted in the Southern Baptist Church. Okay? So therefore, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the earth floods came, and the whole, beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. That's why when somebody gets up and pronounces today that Jesus Christ did not die for the sins of the whole world, okay, that his blood is effectual, and when he says, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth on me, that's exactly what he means. Whosoever believeth on me. Who are the whosoevers? The whosoevers are the ones that have been given the gift of faith. The whosoevers are the ones that have been given the gift of faith. And we see in that favorite passage that the Southern Baptists like to use as their whole crux of their gospel, John 3:16, that they always stop at John 3:16. They don't go on. They take the scripture totally out of context, okay, because he says, for God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned. Okay, so if the person that is condemned is an unbeliever, where does belief come from? It says, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. How many times do you hear a gospel message on that? that his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God. You know, Christ said that this is the work of God that you should believe upon him. John 6, verse 29. This is the work of God that we believe on him which he has sent. God gets all the credit in salvation, not man. Man does not have a free will, in contradistinction to what is taught in 90% of the churches. So, the reason that the Southern Baptist Church is going through this major conflict is, one, they've been preaching false doctrine for years. Two, the fact that they have 16.5 million members is, and number one denomination in the United States, is very, very strong evidence that they are not a true church. If we believe the Scripture, if we believe Christ, because Christ says that broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, and few there be that find it. Three, another reason why this church is having so many difficulties right now and struggles is the fact that they are preaching false doctrine. Okay, they're touting something that is totally not scriptural. Christ said, "My sheep know my voice, and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand." And he says, "No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath learned and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." And he says that, "But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him." And so, you know, Jesus was a teacher on election. Jesus taught very strongly on the doctrine of election. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." Who gives them eternal life? Jesus is the one that gives eternal life. It's not based upon a person's free will. He says, "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands." And he told them the reason that they did not believe on him was because they were not of his sheep. "You're not of my sheep." He says, "You're of your father the devil, and the works of your devil of the devil you will do." Well, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Okay, so that's what's going on right now within this movement, is that they would not be concerned about some huge group of people calling themselves the emerging church wanting to join with them and wanting to take over power with them if they were truly teaching the fact that Jesus Christ came into this world to save his people from his sins. If they were teaching the doctrine of election, you can be sure that there wouldn't be a concern about this emerging church movement within the Southern Baptist Church. Okay. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're the one that did the work in salvation. Man has nothing to do with it. Man is not a cooperative agent with God like the Southern Baptists teach. And we pray that you would help us to understand that there's no denomination that can take credit, okay, for anything. You're the author and you're the finisher of our faith. And these 16.5 million souls that are in this movement that have been taught the deception and lies of Satan, we pray that you would, we know that the remnant that's a part of that movement will eventually come out of it or seek to correct those doctrinal errors within the movement, because you made it very clear that your sheep hear your voice and follow you. And we pray that you would quicken those who are remnants with that may still be in that 16.5 million group of souls who are taught each week the lies of Satan as it relates to universal salvation. We ask this for your glory and your glory alone. Amen.